I don't want to brag or anything, but I have some ripe tomatoes. They're not big tomatoes, they're just the little grape-sized tomatoes. Time for basil and fresh mozzarella. You know, from a distance, lightning can be kind of beautiful and amazing, sort of watching God's fireworks. Up close, it can scare the hell out of you and kill you. A couple of years ago, a surge from lightning knocked out our church's sound system and our rectory phone system. My mom used to light a blessed candle during a severe storm. That was her way of calling upon God's protection upon our house. Lightning never did strike the house, by the way. Blessed candles maybe work. Last week, we heard about Jesus telling his disciples that following him will not be easy because they're following a teacher who at times is going to be homeless. This weekend, Jesus selects 72 of those disciples, and he sends them on their way two by two, basically empty-handed, equipped primarily with the power of Jesus' name. And in Jesus' name, they would bring peace. With the power of Jesus' name, they would cast out demons and cure people. With the power of Jesus' name, they would pronounce the kingdom of God. All 72, we were just told, return home safely, and they're thrilled with the success of their mission. They're especially excited by the fact that they're able to cast out demons. And that's when Jesus tells them, he has seen Satan fall like lightning from the sky. That was our Lord's way of saying that the effect of those 72 in the power of Jesus' name is a symbolic fall of Satan. As the kingdom of God is gradually being proclaimed, evil in all of its forms will one day be defeated. The dominion of Satan over humanity will come to an end. Truth be told, it doesn't always feel that way. Many deny or ignore the existence of God and the call to holiness. Many emphasize individual independence so much that they ignore the common good and they don't care about the community. And for some, there is no such thing as a moral code. Sin is simply tolerated and oftentimes enthusiastically accepted. And so, like Jesus, we'd like to see Satan fall like lightning from the sky. But where's the good news? The cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, the power of his name, and the kingdom of God. The cross of our Lord Jesus Christ and the grace that flows from it continues to be our reason for hope. Like St. Paul, we have come to experience the peace and mercy of God. And that experience of God's mercy, that experience of God's peace, enables us to remember that we have been selected by the Lord Jesus, and we have been appointed to go where he sends us. And he wants us to be a peaceful person. Are we a person of peace? Or do we pick and agitate, complain and oppose? Are we grateful, honest, but charitable in our honesty? Are we content? Last evening at Mass, we had a baptism, and the baby's name was Lucy Joe. And during the first part of Mass, Lucy Joe sat on her mother's lap, content and peaceful. That's the image that the prophet Isaiah uses about God's care for us. There was a time in each of our lives when we were cute, sitting on our mother's lap. A loving place, a safe place, a good place to be. Now, as we grow up, we sometimes forget that, and we get anxious and upset. And every once in a while, we as adults need to remember that we are in the presence of God, embraced close to his heart, sitting on the lap of God, so to speak, a loving place, a safe place, a good place, a place of contentment. And in the power of Jesus' name, we can bring comfort and healing by an act of forgiveness or an act of kindness, by a welcoming embrace or by strong helping hands. And we also need to know that the kingdom of God is at hand. It's here. God rules. I don't rule and you don't rule. Satan doesn't rule and sin doesn't need to rule either. In the words of today's psalm, God's deeds are tremendous and God rules by his might forever. Satan is still falling from the sky like lightning. God reigns, God rules, and his Son, the Lord Jesus, continues to shine. Is there a need for more laborers, ordained and non-ordained? Sure. And this church becomes a type of cafeteria or dining room for those who labor in the kingdom. At times, as disciples of Jesus and members of the church, we might feel like lambs among wolves, but there's no need for self-pity. Our communion with Jesus is a source of courage. Our companionship is good and encouraging company. The next time you see lightning, think of Satan falling from the sky. God rules, God reigns, and Jesus, the beloved Son of God, shines.